Halifax Regional Council has decided to put a pause on creating a committee focused on defunding the police. The committee formation was announced in response to the Defunding the Police, Defining the Way Forward for HRM report that was released in 2020. The committee would work to get the report's recommendations implemented. Councillor Becky Kent, who is the chair of the Board of Police Commissioners, says these recommendations are already underway by the board's subcommittee.
So there's a lot of activity going on that I think that really has, I think, replaced a version of what a committee could do. It's another committee, in my opinion, and my members, colleagues on the board can speak to that as well if they like. But I think the action is happening. And so the committee specifically that was asked for would be, I think, redundant and another version of something else that's already happening. And we're all cognizant that that can happen either intentionally or not intentionally. And I don't think that's going to be helpful here. So I'd ask for council to support the recommendation that has come forward and will allow us to carry on with the good work that we believe can come forward from all of that.
Councillor Lindell Smith says his concerns are around community involvement without the establishment of the committee.
The only concern I have with not having the committee is we've towed the community and those who wanted this forward that we would create a public-facing committee specifically focused on the defund report, in a sense. So even though with the Board of Police Commissioners and the work that we're doing here and some of the other work that there is public-facing work, I just want to make sure that we're not giving the feeling to community members that they're no longer involved in this process.
Councillor Kathy Daigle-Gammon says council should stay open to the idea of forming a committee if needed in the future.
One of the reasons I think about that is because we have spoken so much to the public transparency, to the public engagement. And I'm a little bit concerned that in the absence of this, and because it is so complicated, because there's so many governance and so many orders of government that are involved in it and who's responsible, it's really hard to keep track if you're a member of the public about exactly who's on first, what's on second, as Councillor Outed has said, and the absence of that kind of a group coming together in the public-facing way, as Councillor Smith said. I guess I would just like to support this motion, absolutely, but with an open-mindedness that in 6 months, based on some of this consultation and the work that has to happen, might we still be open-minded to that being an option.
Formation of the committee will be revisited by council within the next 6 months.